we've been talking about making incremental progress throughout the year and not taking steps backwards. And I think going into this week of preparation now in our bye week, we're doing that so far. The kids have bought into that. They recognize that the wins and losses aren't going to really determine what our season is like, that we just need to be on an upward trajectory going into tournament. And I think we finally are starting to see the things that we can do well. We executed, our pitching staff pitched real well. Our starting pitchers, Stone Morgan, sophomore, pitched on the first game, pitched really well. He's been working on a curveball on his off-speed pitches and did really well for us in that game. His pitch count just got elevated. It's something we're going to work on. He and Thomas Durkin, actually him and Sawyer and Thomas Durkin, all three of them, would get two quick outs, and then they would give up a walk or a hit bat or whatever. So those are things that we're going to have to reduce so that our pitch count doesn't get up there. It was nice to see our bats start coming around. We had really good infield play, particularly on the left-hand side. Sawyer was at third base most of the weekend. Thomas and Stone both platooned there. We held Thomas out for pitching until the very end, so he was shortstop for two games. And we really got good play. They were hustling. They were diving. Stone made an incredible diving play to his glove side, hard ball up the middle that dove pretty much parallel to the ground, a couple feet off the ground, and caught the ball for an out. Sawyer had a couple diving plays. Thomas made a lot of routine assists to first base for us in the games on Friday. So things that we were struggling with earlier in the season, I think they were able to step up and really play well for us, really solidify our left side defense. We got another fairly good weekend from Adam Ware, who's just developing him as a catcher. Loudon came in and relieved him a little bit on Friday. Actually, Loudon threw out a guy at second base, attempting to steal. It's the first time this year we've done that. We got a stolen base offensively. We had struggled a little bit in the outfield this weekend, which has been kind of the spot where it was beginning to be very routine to get the outs, and we made a couple of had a few errors at all three positions in the outfield, but those are fixable. I was real pleased that our bats started to come alive. We were facing two really good pitchers in the conference, guys that are, making all conference over the last couple of years, and we were hitting them pretty well. And when we weren't hitting them, we were very patient, getting on base. The second game on Friday, it was 9-5 in the fifth inning, so we just we had some errors that cost us there. But I think walking, the takeaways are we're starting to put things together. We didn't take steps backwards from the Juno series. And if we look where we were at the beginning of the season versus now, we are definitely have taken steps forward. We just have to keep on stepping forward and not taking steps backwards. And that's tough in a bye week. Fortunately, we have Saturday we're going to take some 13-16-year-olds down for a senior division little league game, and Craig on a doubleheader, just a day trip down, and about four of the guys on the team are going down to play. So they'll get their start even in a bye week, which will be nice, and not that we're going to pitch them a lot, just to get work on some things that they know they need to work on, and then we're right back at it with a road trip to Juneau for our last series of the year.